Discipleship, answering the call. You know, we answer many calls in one day, don't we? The phone rings, we answer it. The text goes zing, and we look at who's texting us. We see it in emails. We see it in so many different ways. We answer the call. More profoundly, we answer other kinds of calls as well. We answer calls to professions. We answer calls to being a dad and a mom. Certainly, if we didn't respond to our children, they would be left neglected. So answering the call is pretty important. It's pretty important in the life of Jesus as well. When Jesus began his ministry, he answered the call of his Father, and he was baptized. And in the Synoptic Gospel, the Gospels record that Jesus was baptized as he began. So it was a time when he formalized his ministry, came out, and he declared who he was. And so baptism today is following in the steps of Jesus. Jesus, when Jesus began his ministry, the next thing he did was call his disciples. And in all of the Gospels, Jesus, it mentions that Jesus calls specifically his disciples. And it's interesting to note, the first thing he does is call disciples. And he calls a variety of disciples. So you have the fishers, those who are out in the lake, Galilee, and he says, "Come, follow me." And then today we see the brief story of how he calls Matthew. "Come, follow me, Matthew." Now, it's interesting, isn't it, that these disciples didn't give an excuse of why they couldn't come and follow him. If you and I were there, we might have said, "Oh my, I don't know what this means. I don't understand what this call is about, and I need to check it out more." And there is a place for checking the call out. But the disciples obeyed Christ, and they followed him. They left what they were doing, and they followed Jesus. And that is such a profound testimony, isn't it? How many of us would hear this call and say, "You know what? I'm going to leave what I'm doing, the tax table and the nets and so on, and I'm going to follow this Jesus." And they didn't understand what that meant. Although in those days, there were more people like that, and they understand to be a disciple of someone was to follow in their footsteps. To be a disciple of someone meant that you took on, you learned from them and understood what they were trying to say and learned how to be a disciple. And so Jesus, in that sense, was calling Matthew. And Matthew left his tax practice and followed Jesus. The next step we see in Matthew, in Matthew's life, is that he had a party, and maybe it was a sending off party or a going away party or something where he could tell all his friends. And who came? Well, the sinners and other tax collectors came, and there were a few Pharisees that came that day as well. And they celebrated this with Matthew. And the Pharisees were concerned and said, not about Matthew, but they were concerned about Jesus. Who is this Jesus? Because this Jesus is connecting and having friends with tax collectors and sinners. And Jesus has some very interesting words, doesn't he? He has the words where he says that he desires mercy and not sacrifice. And he says, "I have come not to call the righteous, but to call sinners." And so as we think of discipleship, there's a cost to it. There's a cost of our whole life, actually, as we begin this journey with Jesus, as we continue this journey with Jesus. It does cost us something because we leave something behind and we open the door and to walk with Jesus. And so today we want to celebrate that. We want to celebrate this baptism. We want to celebrate the Pentecost, in the spirit of Pentecost, celebrate the baptism, the beginning of something new. And as Acts, today's Pentecost, and as Acts tells us so clearly, this call went out again. The call to be baptized, the call to follow Jesus. Even though Jesus wasn't there himself, the disciples became the ones who called the others. And so that day, there were 3,000 people that were baptized. Can you imagine that? 3,000 people were baptized in one day. And that was really a miracle, an amazing miracle, that these people left what they were doing. They understood the call in such a way that they responded, and they were baptized. What an amazing journey they begin. And we see how this call continues to go forth in Acts, how it goes forth from in Jerusalem and in Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. And you and I are sitting here because this call has gone out, the call of discipleship has gone out to the ends of the earth, and we are here and we are part of the results of this call, this invitation and this call. And so today we want to celebrate with Amy. It's been a good journey so far with Amy. I should say so far, it's been brief, I guess, for me. And I heard that Amy wanted to be baptized, and so with a little bit of conversation, she indicated that. And we've had several meetings together with Amy. The last one was with Dave and Pam Quinn, and she just shared her testimony with us, and it was so beautiful to hear how God is working in her life. And so rather than going on and explaining this, I'd like to invite Amy up to give her testimony. And after Amy comes up, Amy has asked Lan to be a witness for her, and Lan will just recommend her for this part of the journey. Amy, come. Thank you.